week to 1,416,000. That figure has been near 50-year lows for months now. On Tuesday, the Labor Department reported that American employers posted fewer job openings in June. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 57, the Nasdaq ahead 40. This is SRN News.
If you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They are so passionate about teaching people how to own physical gold and silver, they've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The big story for the next few days will be the heat and humidity and not as many storms around. Today's high temperature 94 with heat index above 100. Low tonight down to about 74. There'll be some scattered random hit or miss storms this afternoon and this evening. But by tomorrow and Saturday, the storms become more widely separated, more isolated in nature, with a high in the mid-90s on Friday and Saturday and triple-digit heat indices again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. For 50 years, Kubota Equipment has been getting the job done right. And for 40 of those years, Capital Tractor has been helping our customers do more for your home, farm, and work site. Here's to the next 50 years. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network. I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. In Dallas County, students are returning to school for the first day of class this morning. It's new superintendent Anthony Sampson's first year at the helm of the Dallas County school system, which serves about 3,000 students. And new details in the Tallapoosa County murder and kidnapping case as we find out more about the victims. According to court documents, Jose Reyes abducted the 12-year-old female around July 24th. He allegedly tied her to a bedpost for about a week and gave her alcohol to keep her in a drug state, as well as assaulted the juvenile in the head. Reyes also intentionally caused the death of a juvenile and an adult female said to be the girl's mother and brother. 37-year-old Jose Reyes is charged with 3 counts of capital murder, 2 counts of abuse of a corpse, and kidnapping. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones for Alabama News Network. Watch CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
They say to never mess with the classics, but Panera did just that and more with our new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. By using pan-seared chicken, our secret garlic aioli recipe, Parmesan crisps, and pickle chips, all on a buttery brioche roll. Because if no one messed with the classics, you never have a chicken sandwich this good. New Chef's Chicken Sandwiches from Panera. Only $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, Sky Mosley.
Well, good afternoon to you, April Marie. It's a beautiful day for some straight talk.
It is a beautiful day for some straight talk. I have to tell you, so I wanted to inject a little bit of fun into today's show.
Well, we didn't have enough fun yesterday.
We did not.
Okay.
Not compared to some of the headlines I've got for you today.
Oh, my.
I-65 today near Coleman. You want to know what happened?
I'm going to guess traffic was backed up for miles.
Yeah, but want to guess why?
No. Tell me.
There was a cow in the road.
All right. I love the South.
A cow. It says anyone who's driven Interstate 65 will tell you it can be a beast. A cow, to be specific.
Ah, I see what you did there. Don't have a cow, man. Yeah, you don't want to hit one. That's for certain.
The cow was grazing in the median.
Beautiful. I hope there's film and pictures.
There is, in fact, film and pictures. The cow fled from a Coleman County animal control vehicle. The incident was posted to Twitter along with the video.
Beautiful.
Good times.
Yeah. Has the cow been identified yet?
The cow has, I believe, been identified and rounded up.
Okay. I'm just wondering if we had a name to put with the big bovine.
What cracks me up
is Bessie the cow, apprehended.
Bessie the cow. But Bessie the cow wasn't on my agenda of random happy news to talk about today. Did you know that there's a kangaroo loose in Tuscaloosa?
Man, it just keeps getting better. It's going to be a great weekend. It's just shaping up beautifully. Can you feel it? We got a cow in the road. We got a loose kangaroo.
A loose kangaroo. And I still want to know how you get a pet kangaroo. And by the way, I guess it's owned by an animal like refuge.
Now, let's see. They're not native to Alabama, as I recall. Correct? It's illegal immigration has got to stop.
Bingham Farms and Exotics has confirmed that they have lost a kangaroo. And this kangaroo keeps being posted images and video of the kangaroo. Most recently, it was spotted last night at 7:30 p.m. taking a dip in Lake Tuscaloosa. And there's a picture right there of the kangaroo just going for a little swim.
Understand, do not attempt to apprehend this kangaroo. Call authorities because they'll mess you up. True story.
That's the violent. You're telling me it's not going to be like Mama Roo and Winnie the Pooh?
It's not going to be it's not going to be the cartoon kangaroo you get. They're pretty vicious when confronted.
Yeah, the zoo stated it's important for the public not to approach the marsupial.
Correct.
Spotted.
Yes. Marsupial. Comes with its own pouch.
It's from they say that it's the kangaroo was originally from the Fayette County area. I mean, I guess that's not local. It wasn't local to the Fayette County area, but.
Let's make it a break for it.
So the Bingham Farms said, to clarify, he is not from our farm. It came from the Fayette County area. We've been asked for some assistance catching the Tuscaloosa kangaroo. It's important not to approach him. And then they have sightings of it.
Kangaroo on the loose. Aww, that's great. Yeah.
Poor little kangaroo just hopping around Tuscaloosa.
Can you imagine? You're sitting out on your back porch or deck or whatever you have, and there goes a kangaroo hopping by.
No, I cannot imagine.
Time to quit drinking. Or I think that was in Bugs Bunny one time, as I recall.
That happened to Bugs Bunny?
Well, it happened in one of the Looney Tunes. Somebody saw the you know how the kangaroo always got loose and it'd wind up fighting with Bugs Bunny, and then somebody saw it walk by and they took their bottle out of their flask out of their pocket.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
I'm done.
Oh, my gosh.
No more hallucinogenics either.
classic Bugs Bunny and the kangaroo.
That's where I got a lot of my knowledge about the fine arts, culture, opera, etc. For real.
Okay,
not a lot from Bugs and his pals.
That was I don't know if I even talked about this on air. There was a AL.com reporter who went to lunch one day and somebody had a monkey in a backpack. And he just tweeted from the line of where he was getting a sandwich. Like, person in front of me has a pet monkey in their backpack. And I was like, how did you not get a photograph?
For real? In this day and age? Please.
Like, your moral support animal is a monkey? I want a monkey. What kind of monkey was it? And we went back and forth, and I was like, you got to send a reporter out there. And we never did get any true answers on whoever it was that that needed or that had a pet monkey. And I know you can take service animals into restaurants, but can a monkey be a service animal? These are the questions I'm asking myself today as I think of all this animal mania going on. So if you could have a pet kangaroo or a pet monkey, which would you have?
Well, it's one of my lifetime dreams since I was a little sky diggity to have my own monkey.
Since I was a sky diggity?
A little sky, yes. I've always wanted my own monkey.
Oh, hold on. Back up. Have you at times in your life been known as a little sky diggity?
Somewhat. Sky That's diggity amazing. Dog. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right. Is it Crawdad on the line?
Crawdad with more animal news, apparently.
Crawdad, have you seen the kangaroo?
I have not. I'll check it out, though. I wanted to tell you real quick, I forgot the dates. I think it's somewhere around the third week in October. The dinosaurs are coming back to Montgomery, so be sure to take the kids to go see the dinosaurs.
You know, what's funny is my daughter randomly brought that up the other day of, is there anything else like that we can go do today? And I was like, I don't know if there's any dinosaurs in town.
So, and I wish they were here a little longer. They pop in and out like 2 days. They're here and they're gone, you know.
They do. Are these the ones you drive through, or are these the ones you can walk in and see that are like the...
These will be the ones that you walk in and see.
Okay.
What, animated robots?
No, real dinosaurs, Sky freaking Mosley. Why are you asking questions about the dinosaurs?
Real dinosaurs? For real?
They're real. For real dinosaurs.
Count me in.
You can go over there and you can watch the little dino eggs hatch. And it's Jurassic Park all over again in the state of Alabama.
Man. No idea.
Real quick, when you mentioned this kangaroo, there were giant kangaroos that were taller than a man. You know, this was during that time and when a lot of giantism, I think is what they called it. We had in North America, you had the giant brown sloth that was bigger than an elephant. You know, tree sloth, but giant ground sloth.
I'm Googling that. You know I have an obsession with sloths, right?
No, I did not.
Oh, I have quite the collection. I should post it on my Facebook. I have a whole, I don't know what a gaggle of sloth is called, but I have an entire sloth family. I have a sloth from the Huntsville Space thing. I have a Slytherin sloth that wears Harry Potter ribs. I have two sets of mama and baby sloths. I've got more sloths than you can shake a stick at.
Sloth's pretty cool.
There is a sloth, I saw this, where it's designed to be like a backpack, but it looks like a sloth. So when you put it on and you're walking around, like you got a sloth. Yeah.
It's pretty fantastic. My kids have this way. So, you know, of course, it started with like one or two sloths, and then it turned into a thing. And so now everywhere we go, if we find a sloth, I am compelled to purchase it.
That's funny.
And so they all like rest on my bed. Instead of throw pillows, I have sloths. And it's a whole thing. But now I have to look up the ginormous one.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell you about that. There were several, you know, we had the American bison. He was running around at the same time that these giant sloths were. So America's an interesting place. We had some some animals. I think the large, recently down in Mexico City, they uncovered, I forgot how many remains of fairly well preserved remains. Matter of fact, of mammoth.
Anytime I hear about a mammoth, I think of the movie Ice Age or the series from Ice Age.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to tell you, I hope you get to go see it this time.
Well, thank you, love. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dad.
I just texted you, Sky, and by the way, that is a quarter of my collection that I just texted you, Sky. Like, possibly, maybe small portion of what's going on in my life.
Wow.
All right.
Crawdaddy always brings some interesting local flavor, doesn't he?
He's dinosaurs fantastic. Are back. Yeah. The dinosaurs are back. I'm telling you. So we took my kids to the drive-thru one, but I didn't go to the one that was at the BJCC, which is the one he's talking about. All right, let's go to Doug. Hey, Doug.
Hello, young lady.
How's it going?
How are you? Great. I don't know if all of the Lowe's stores are like our local one here in, not ours, but mine, whatever. You have a ton of listeners from Elmore County. We chunk of Lowe's. They are very liberal about people bringing their comfort animals in the store.
Oh, nice.
I guess that's what you call them. I don't know. But anyway. Yeah. All right, so
what have you seen?
What I saw about 5 or 6 months ago, and I mean, it blew up all the chat groups of Elmore County. So I'm headed to the paint department, and, you know, it's usually about 2 or 3 aisles. And ironically, the aisle I needed to go to, I got 2 aisles away, and I hear a screaming female voice.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I'm a veteran, I'm this, I'm that. I literally start running. So when mm-hmm. I take my hard right to get to the aisle, it is 2 women, and one of them has a snake around her neck.
Oh, dear.
And so I just turned around and went down the wrong aisle and hoping the whole situation would resolve itself. Long story short, I got my 2 cans of paint, but I just could not. So when I go to checkout, right next to customer service, I could not believe the language the lady was using, ooh, talking about how finished she was. Obviously not the lady with the snake. And I mean, I call me misogynistic, call me sexist. I mean, I hate snakes too. But if it's around a woman's neck and it's not strangling her, then I just go about my business, get my 2 cans of paint and go on. So anyway, so I don't know if you could, if your kids want to take the bunny rabbits to Lowe's, keep
Oh, no.
Apparently snakes are no problem. So
speaking of which, Sky Mosley, do you see this?
Yeah, cheese?
Sure enough, I don't know what I was thinking. Dumped the fresh greens for the, you know, they have to have fresh greens. I dumped the fresh greens in the rabbit crate. And for whatever reason, because I'm a genius, I went to move, like push them over a little bit and away from the water bowl. And right when I did that, the bunny went to take a bite and got me. first bite since I had them.
Bunny's got to eat too.
I need to get off so you can take more calls. But real quick, I don't know about domesticated rabbits. But as a child, I raised a few wild ones, and my mother would make me go out in the yard the day before the grass was supposed to get cut, and then she would sprinkle water on just regular grass blades, and they would just make it disappear. But now that's a wild, you know, a brown cottontail. I don't know about domesticated rabbits.
Yep, those
they might consider it a treat. They may hate it. I don't know.
Grass and hay, they love all the things. All right, Sky's over here giving me the break sign. He's the... Sky, yo. I'm in a good mood. I'm just going to talk for 3 hours straight about everything from sloths to rabbits and cows. And you just explain it to
give me
to
a nervous
Rick.
Breakdown, aren't you?
2 days in a row.
That's right.
2 days in a row. All right. We are going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we actually do have lots of political news, everything from elections. I don't know what's wrong in the state of Arizona that they can't count ballots over there, but their signature verifying process is incredibly interesting, something I would be interested in talking to Wes Allen about. So we've got We've got that. We've got the Alex Jones case. We've got a whole, just a whole plethora of things to talk about today. So stay tuned for some Straight Talk with April Marie.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with Thor.
Hey man, what's shaking?
Now Thor, I understand you are the god of thunder.
That's right man, me and Mjolnir have power over thunder and lightning and stuff like that, you know?
So I guess you don't have time to worry about money matters.
No man, that's why we have David Earnest.
You mean the people of Asgard use David Earnest as their financial guy?
Oh yeah man, everybody knows the numbers. Like 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
There you have it, folks. Direct from the God of Thunder.
Yeah, man. That's me.
You know, I saw your last movie, and it seemed to me you got roughed up a little more than you usually do.
Yeah, man. It was a rough shoot.
Yeah. I'll bet some mornings you were pretty Thor. Why did you throw your hammer?
Just move over about 2 inches. You'll find out.
Kennedy for Alabama is a political talk show where we discuss the real issues impacting our Alabama communities. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 or find us online at kennedyforalabama.org.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Gotcha.
Oh, I didn't know that you... I would, dadgummit. Sorry, guys.
Huey Lewis covered you there pretty well. All right.
Perfect timing with yeah, that one.
Once again, master of time. Welcome back to Straight Talk.
Straight Talk with April Marie in a much better mood today. I got home last night and the kids insisted on playing charades.
All right.
And they are terrible at it.
Are they? Do they bend the rules a little bit, April?
Well,
you got the kids kind of have a little advantage.
Let's go to Cindy and then when we get done, I'll tell you about the kids in the charade. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are we doing today?
I am great today. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Speaking of the kids, have you ever been down to the Alberta area in Alabama?
I don't believe so.
Well, down there in that area around Barber Marina, there are several things that your kids would probably be interested in. One is it's a lady sitting in the bay.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of her.
Okay, it's from her. She looks like she's sitting in a bathtub.
Yep, and they just got one of those in Talladega.
Right, right. The original was in Leeds years and years and years ago. And then they moved it down to Alberta to the marina. And then when the hurricane came through and messed up the one in Alberta, when he sent it off to get it fixed, he had another one built. So now there's one in the at the marina in Alberta, and one in Leeds at the Motorsports Museum.
Yeah, we have not gone to see that yet, but those are on the need to visit place.
Okay. Also, you were talking about dinosaurs. There is an area right there at the marina where you can go hunt dinosaurs in the woods.
Oh, how fun is that? Okay.
They're metal pieces of art, and they're hidden. And so I think there's a trail, a path or something you go down. I've never been. But they're hidden, and you go and you try to find them.
Okay. Well, I will look for that. Now, what park is that in?
It's down around Barber's Marina in Alberta. There's also a replica of Stonehenge there.
So we've heard about the Stonehenge. We've heard about the girl, but I don't recall the dinosaurs. I might have been told about that before. I really do.
Got it going on down in Alberta or up in, where is that? Anyway, I have no idea.
It's 10 miles from Gulf Shores.
Okay,
down there. Oh, yeah.
Conveniently located.
I clearly have been on this website before with the dinos because it's bookmarked. It's been so long that, I'm now putting it in my folder so I'll remember.
We should do a field trip.
broadcast live.
Yeah. I'll call them up, see if they want to be interested in sponsorship.
Dino.
Sure.
Yeah, from the dino hunting at Barbara Marina.
Yeah.
How fun is that?
Don't ask, you don't get. Right.
It's true.
There's also a restaurant, I believe it's on the bay there. It's called Pirate's Cove. And it's a neat little spot to take the kids. They've got a beach where the kids can swim. While you're eating, you can watch them swim. I mean, it's just a cool little spot. That'd be cool to go there and get something to eat.
Love it.
All right. Noted. All these things are noted. Thank you, Miss Cindy.
All right. Well, y'all have a great one.
Thanks, Cindy.
I appreciate it.
Good info.
I love adventures for the children.
Well, if you're going to Gulf Shores anyway, there's your stop. Remember the old roadside attractions when you went down to Panama City or Pensacola and all that? Snakeatorium.
We went to the outdoor like zoo thing, and it was there just outside of Montgomery, and it freaked me out because they had allowed pickup trucks and the kids were like petting the animals and doing weird stuff. I am coordinating a message here. So we took them, and there were kids trying to pet animals, and it just freaked me out, and I didn't enjoy it at all. So I think we would enjoy these two things, but not so much with the one that's just outside of Montgomery.
Our listener has sent you a link to the dinosaur site.
So nice.
Stand by for that.
Okay.
Great listeners we have.
We do have great listeners.
What a great voice.
I got it, darling. She messages me from time to time. I dig it.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we? I've got a whole ton of clips. What we're going to do is I'm going to tell you about charades. Then we're going to get into politics. So let's see. I like to point out that I am, do you know what's happening right now, by the way?
I have no idea what's happening anytime. True story. I always ask people, how's it going? I'm hoping one day somebody will actually tell me.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. Lay it on me.
A staffer at our office who is a notary public is marrying two friends of mine in the lobby of Blue Water Broadcasting as we speak.
No way! I wonder what, there seemed like there was something going on up in the conference room. As usual, I wasn't invited, so.
This is different. This is a different thing.
There's a lot going on here.
So this is a friend of mine who I met. She is a waitress at a restaurant that I frequent in Montgomery and has been since I started doing radio. So I met her about a year and a half ago when I started becoming more regular on the station before I started filling in for this program for Dan Morris. And so we just became friends over time, and I met her fiance. He's a cook at the restaurant where she works, and and she had a baby maybe 2 months ago, and so I went and I saw him and I gave him a little gift and I was thanking him, and talking to him about them getting married, and anyway, they're getting married in the lobby as we speak.
Here. At Blue Water Broadcasting.
Right behind you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to check that out in just a moment. I have to ask, though, is somebody here an ordained minister, or are they bringing in
their own? I know in the state of Alabama, the state of Alabama, you just have to be a notary public.
Okay. I wonder and who's so, doing the honors.
Traffic.
Okay.
The person who does traffic is a notary public who is marrying someone in our
Skipper?
Lobby as a favor for me right now.
Wendell J.
Skipper. No, not Wendell.
Okay, not.
No, not that traffic. Upstairs.
Oh, Kelly or LaDonna then. Never mind.
I'll try not to say it on the air just in case.
Forget it. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, take a break.
Take a break. Reload.
We're going to get, you can go out there and tell my friends that I am so excited for them. Maybe get a picture for me, if you will,
sure.
as they get married. And I just want to tell you, I make dreams come true.
Clearly. How about that? How about that?
Back in just a minute with more Straight Talk with April Murray.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This summer, you don't want to slow down. But COVID might have other plans. A COVID booster is added protection that makes you less likely to be seriously ill or have to go to the hospital because of COVID. Gain confidence that you're safe all summer long. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The big story for the next few days will be the heat and humidity and not as many storms around. Today's high temperature 94 with heat index above 100. Low tonight down to about 74. There'll be some scattered random hit or miss storms this afternoon and this evening. But by tomorrow and Saturday, the storms become more widely separated, more isolated in nature, with a high in the mid-90s on Friday and Saturday and triple-digit heat indices again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Afternoon. Did you get out there and meet my girlfriend?
I did indeed, and you were not deceiving me. I was not being pranked. It actually is going on right now in the Blue Water Lobby, and she said to send along her most affectionate regards and thanks. Very nice young lady.
She's amazing. I tell you, so she, I made friends with her, you know, again, you just, I only have three places in town I go to. I'm a creature of habit, and I made friends with her, and she is just a just wonderful, hardworking, just as personable and thoughtful and as person as you can be. And she has an idea for a small business, so we've talked about her small business, and then at some point she told me she was pregnant. I got all excited, and then I had to meet the husband in about 2 minutes from the kitchen, and so I'm really excited.
Well, I pass along your best wishes for a long and happy life.
Was the baby there?
No.
Okay. No,
actually, the groom had not arrived quite yet. But,
oh no.
But he's coming. He's coming.
I sure hope so. And then he's going to take the form to the probate office, and then they're going to be married. And you had no idea that I pulled off this kind of stuff in my free spare time, right?
Totally cool.
My favorite author is Sylvia Plath. Okay. And I know that creeps some people out. But the thing is, Sylvia Plath, she's this great quote. Her diaries are just amazing. But she's this great quote about some people collect coins, some people collect stamps. I collect people. I love people. I love their stories. I love their backstories. I love hearing about their hopes and dreams and then figuring out a way to just help them, even if I never see them again. Like, I just, you know, I want to help you get your business set up. I want to help you get these things done in the right direction and go forth and prosper.
Excellent.
And so my girlfriend who's in the lobby is one of those people, just however I can help. So,
wonderful.
Anyway.
Wonderful. Facilitator.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I have constantly people call and say, hey, so my nephew wants an internship in Washington, D.C. or my daughter needs a reference for college or so-and-so is thinking about this career, and never met a stranger.
You've discovered your true gift.
I've never met a stranger.
You're,
I love it.
You're a facilitator.
And so, yeah.
How about that?
Anyway.
I'm an encourager myself. So.
You're an encourager?
Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I'm serious about discovering, this is right out of the Bible. We all have certain gifts and talents.
Yep.
And it's important to discover what yours are so you can put them to good use.
Well, I feel like it goes back to that idea of what makes me a conservative is I believe that the responsibility doesn't lie within the government to help us be prosperous and happy and safe and all
those
things.
Needlepoint that. Yes. It is not the government's responsibility.
It is our responsibility to do what we can and, you know, in any of the little ways. And it's, you know, I've got a friend's mother who makes hand puppets for children with cancer. Like whatever your talent is, somebody could benefit from that. So I will now get off that random thing. I was going to tell you the rest of my story about the kids playing charades.
Yes.
So my daughter apparently believes that you have to act as if you are whatever you draw. So she got the card for pencil. And instead of like pretending to write on her hand, like I would have done.
She became the object.
She became the object.
Love it.
And then which was just hysterical through a number of things. The baby, so the way that kids' charades cards have, they're a picture of whatever it is you're supposed to be, and then the words, because the picture's for the toddlers and the littles who can't read the words, right?
Sure.
And so there'd be a picture. So my favorite of the night was kangaroo, speaking of the devils.
How about that?
So there's a kangaroo, and then there's the word kangaroo. And Theo loved being a kangaroo, so he drew the kangaroo card, and he's like, ah! Kangaroo, and then he'd act it out, but he just told us what it was. Yeah, so he's hopping around the living room, and I'm like, "Bunny!" And he's
it's
like,
a giraffe.
Oh, no,
it's,
yeah,
it's a turtle.
I'm like, man, I'm like, you're hopping, you're a kangaroo, and he's like, and then he'd go get another card, and he'd be like, "Eh, no, no," and then he'd just pick up the kangaroo card again, and he'd be like, "Yeah." So anyway,
charades with
the I was in a foul mood yesterday afternoon.
I noticed that.
And I was in a foul mood.
Got out of here in a hurry too.
I was just done. And so, but it's so hard. You get home and it's like these kids aren't to blame for whatever else is going on in life. And so you just immediately snap into, all right, what are we going to do?
Don't bring it home. You don't have to. That's a choice.
So hold on. I think we got a married couple. Did your husband make it? I wonder if this is the first Blue Water Broadcasting wedding.
It's the first I'm aware of. But who knows? Some strange goings on around here.
April Murray, the maker of strange things happening.
Romance in the lobby.
Romance at News Talk. Okay. So back into politics, because of course this is a political talk radio show. Although I'll tell you, the cow in the road and the missing kangaroo, those are some good
wedding in the lobby. I'm telling you, this is going to be a bang up weekend. I can feel it coming. I can see it coming.
Well, I'll tell you who's not having. He's getting the baby out of the car.
Aww.
So yeah, they're there, and the family is being married in my thing. And now I got to go find him a wedding gift. I'm terribly excited about that.
I can gather up some radio swag, put it in a bag.
And you know.
Here's your starter dishes set. We got a cup for each radio station, and they really work. I use them at home. Sure do.
But we don't have, and it's not every radio station, because we don't have a News Talk cup.
Oh, good point.
I have harassed Shelby about this.
That is absolutely correct.
That's a really good, you know, I need to work on that before our party at Sweet Creek.
April Ray, you are just right on the priority list today. Seriously.
Will you make a note?
I will. Absolutely.
News Talk swag before August 23rd, 6 p.m. Is that right?
August 23rd, 6 p.m.
There you go. At Sweet Creek Farm Market. All right. Let's do this. Let's go to this Alex Jones, who is the... I know some people like him, but he's the douchiest of the douches, okay? He's just awful.
All right.
He's awful. When you have to attention seek by harming other people, then you're just wrong. So even, yes, I get it. People find him entertaining. I'm not one of those people. But this live couple minutes from his trial yesterday could...
So you did get my text messages.
This is him talking.
Nice trick.
Yes, Mr. Jones. Indeed. You didn't give this text message to me. You don't know where this came from. Do you know where I got this?
No.
This is the prosecutor talking.
Mr. Jones, did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years,
what?
And when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protect it in any way. And as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession. And that is how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook. Did you know that?
I told you the truth. This is your Perry Mason moment. I gave them my phone, and then...
Mr. Jones, you need to answer the question.
No, did you know this happened?
No, I didn't know this happened, but I mean, I told you, I gave him the phone over.
And just answer the question.
You said in your deposition, you searched your phone. You said you pulled down the text, did the search function for Sandy Hook. That's what you said, Mr. Jones, correct?
And I had several different phones with this number, but I did, yeah. Well, of course, I mean, that's why you got it.
No, Mr. Jones, that's not why I have it.
My lawyer sent it to you, but I'm hiding it. Okay.
Mr. Jones, please just answer questions. There's no question. Mr. Bankston also only asks questions.
Sure. Mr. Jones, in discovery, you were asked, do you have Sandy Hook text messages on your phone? And you said no, correct? You said that under oath, Mr. Jones, didn't you?
I mean, if I was mistaken, I was mistaken, but you got the messages right there.
You know what perjury is, right? I just want to make sure you know before we go any further. You know what it is?
Yes, I do. I mean, I'm not a tech guy. I told you I gave, in my testimony, the phone to the lawyers before or whatever, and so you got my phone, but we didn't give it to you.
No, Mr. Jones, one more time. I'm please remember, if you need to assert the Fifth Amendment, you can. I need to know that you can do that. But you testified.
Wow. Courtroom okay. drama.
You want to talk about a screw-up.
Man, so his lawyers. Whew.
Now, for those who aren't following this case, Alex Jones has already, they've already said that Alex Jones is, they've said he is responsible for, I don't know the exact what it is, but it's a civil trial, and now they're trying to figure out damages, and man, he's looking guilty of sin.
Oh, he just got ambushed. He had no idea that was coming.
How? So Alex Jones's lawyer is saying this morning that he needs more time to review the cell phone that was accidentally handed over.
Bet he does.
Judge isn't having it. Says he should have handed over the material a year ago, and then he would have had plenty of time to resolve it.
I screwed up royally.
I mean,
how could you botch it any worse? Who knows what I was on that phone?
Yeah.
And it's in discovery, so it's perfectly, you can introduce it.
So they told them that they had it, if you heard him.
Yeah.
The lawyer said, we informed them, and they did nothing, and so it's fair game, and here we have you essentially perjuring yourself.
Yeah, this guy's represented by the legal firm Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, clearly.
Exactly.
And he's getting his money's worth, baby.
Lord Goodness. Have mercy.
Yeah, he may be up on murder charges next week.
So
after he gets a hold of his attorney.
Mm. I mean, Lord have mercy. So he did. He admitted that he now believes Sandy Hook was 100% real. Why it took him that long for Sandy Hook and Parkland. And it just bothers me so much. These freaking hoaxers bother me so much. Because they claim to be doing it in the name of, you know, oh, well, this conspiracy, they did this to conspire to get our guns. No, let's focus on the real ways in which they're trying to actually get our guns. And let's not use grieving parents and murdered children as our, you know, as our talking points. Like, how disgusting is that?
Yeah, it does muddy the water considerably. You get into all the conspiracy theories and...
If
you've got evidence, present it. If not...
So, it was... They already found him guilty of defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Now, this is for the damages.
Yeah, and I wonder that's going to be a pretty good price tag.
Yeah.
it just went up, too.
What he tried to do is try to bankrupt his company. And what they were able to prove is that he had basically siphoned off all the money
to get himself
to this so that he could just bankrupt the company. And then the other jerk thing he did is his attorney asked the jury to limit damages to $8. $1 for each of the charges.
Oh, man. Okay.
He said Jones testified any damage over $2 million would sink us. Well, that would motivate me to give a judgment of $2 million and $1.
$1.99.
All right. We're taking a quick break here. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. That moment was just wild. He's like, you got my text messages. Nope, we did not get your text messages. We were given, your text messages. Because Alex Jones thought they, subpoenaed the company. He was like, nope, didn't have to do that.
Ouch.
Back in just a second. You're listening to Straight Talk.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I sent Jay a message and said, will you please go take a picture of the group in the lobby for me? He's going to be so confused.
Did he? It's like, what? You have that effect on Jay often, April Marie. I can share that.
What the crap? What you have to do is wave and you have to point to your phone because he doesn't look at his phone because he's an odd person.
Yes, I've seen you try to get Jay's attention before. It's quite amusing.
Comical. All right. So that was the Alex Jones, the latest with Alex Jones. And maybe it's just because I like to dig into anything I hear that's, I'm like, what's happening here?
Yeah, the definition of surprise was the look on his face.
I know, right?
You got the news, man. We got your whole phone, partner.
We've had it for 12 days. Yeah. I was like,
wow.
I'm really confused. Federal judge strikes down Texas voter residency law 2 hours ago. A federal judge struck down a Texas law that imposed new residency requirements for voters, siding with two Latino civil and voting rights groups who said the law is discriminatory.
Here we go again.
The law in question required people who register to vote using a P.O. box to provide proof of a home address to ensure that they vote only in eligible elections. It's also prohibited people from establishing a residence, quote, for the purpose of influencing the outcome of a certain election. Why would that be illegal?
Not sure.
That just seems stupid. Their original complaint said that this targets young and minority voters to silence their voices and ensure that their collective voting strength does not translate to political power or accountability. I don't understand what's complicated about having to prove an address where you live so that you say vote for the correct races.
What state is this? Texas or Arizona?
Texas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about the Arizona elections because, man, oh, man, their vote. I thought Alabama was bad when it comes to the fact that most of the time I go to sleep without really having all the election results. But here they are on Thursday, and they still don't have all of the.
Have they broken their official Arizona calculator, tabulator or something?
They have a crazy method of verifying signatures. And I say crazy, it actually sounds pretty darn good, to be honest. There's a process in place for how they verify. And somebody, I'm pulling it up right now on how they vote, okay? So this is how the one question I have is, of course, are the ballots labeled the way they are in Alabama? Because you know how much that annoys me.
Oh, yes.
But this is their...
remember that.
This is their process.
Okay.
So this is how they confirm the identity of the voter if they vote by mail. They scan the barcode on the ballot, and then they load the vote to your voter profile, which would mean that they're connected, right? Unless I'm missing something. We send the green ballot to a high-speed imager that captures the signature on the envelope. Then they load that into a piece of software that compares it to three historic signatures that they have on file for you. If the computer system deems it a match, it just goes through. And a manager reviews the queue of those that are matched up before sending it forward for processing. If the signature is deemed not matching, it's sent to be reviewed by a manager. If the manager says it's not matched, then they attempt to do what they call curing the ballot, which gives people 5 days to come and confirm that they did in fact vote that ballot. So you can cure your ballot by calling, texting, emailing, or mailing the voter to confirm that it was the voter who cast that specific mail-in ballot.
So if it's in question, you are notified at your last known address, I take it.
Correct.
And you have 5 days to show up
and say, yes, you know, I signed with my right hand instead of my left hand because I broke a bone.
I would like to hear John Merrill explain this.
And so I was watching, looking at this process yesterday because this is a lot.
Yeah, it's a little complicated.
It takes days.
Tedious.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for just going in with a paper ballot, taking a pencil, marking it, and putting it in the box.
Calling it done. So I'm looking at, they also have a text system that says you can get a text when your ballot was mailed out by the elections office, get a text when your ballot was received, and then get a text that says your signatures were matched and your ballot was counted.
Wonderful.
That's a lot, right?
It's overly complicated. It seems to me. Voting should be a simple process.
On election day.
Yeah. Yeah, all this technology and it's supposed to be more convenient, and it's having just the opposite effect. And I think it opens up more opportunities for deception.
Well, here, and that's the opposite. So what they said is if anybody actually saw these procedures in place in terms of the absentee ballots, you would understand that that it's really hard to fake it because you would have to have faked the last three signatures that they have on file.
Okay, well, that's great. However, this is what's holding up the final results.
Because right. So killing me with this, the governor's race. Now, Carrie Lake already said she won, and they, you know, and everybody's kind of moving forward with that plan. But it's still... It's they're still counting ballots.
Any ETA on final results?
No, it says a big batch of votes is scheduled to be released at 7 p.m. tonight, being Thursday, according to Maricopa County Elections Department.
Fantastic.
I don't get it. Like I would be, it would not be good for my anxiety. I would be shook if I had to wait 5 days.
Meanwhile,
back at the ranch. All right. We have some Ted Cruz coming up. We've got some Alabama politics coming up. Facebook, interesting whistleblowers of types talking about Facebook with Alex Jones.